Okay. Today is Daf Yud Zayin. We're on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. I believe like six lines from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan. So, since we mentioned yesterday the Gardom was like that flying for that place where they used to judge them, so bring a story where a Gardom was involved. So Tanur Rabbanan. Kishen Nitvas Rabbi Elezer Leminus. Rashi says, when the Minim grabbed Rabbi Elezer to force him to do Avodah Zarah. Right? That's what I think Rashi learned. That Rashi learned. But they grabbed him to force him to do Avodah. Rashi says, Leminus, Minim Tapsu L'chofo L'avodah Kokadim. The Netziv in the Meromi Sunday, he has a different shot. He says that the meaning more than what was happening over there is that the history at that time, the Romans would capture the Christians. Those are the persecuted group. They would capture the Christians and they would persecute them. So what happened here is that the Romans capture Rabbi Elazar accusing him of being part of that sect, of being that part of that group, following that other group. He says, Umiyah Zaytu Hulehefe, Tibizmano Haya Obdim Ililim. They used to worship God, they worship many idols. Umisha Hemin ben Notri, Humin ben Enesh Harbel said, whoever believed in the Notri, they were the outside ones, and they used to get punished. They thought that he was part of this new sect that was causing trouble for the Romans. Even Rabbi Yochanan of Mashakasim, Amrulab Shamoza Bishdei Rishios, Bitsurach Lom Bisholosh Rishios. They accused him of believing in two Rishios. Really means Shalosh Yeshua, so they accused him of being a Christian. Okay, so Amru Lo Oso Hagmon. So the guy in charge says to him, Zokin Shekamos Lo Yasek Vatoran Batenim Halalu. A wise man like you is going to deal with these silly things. So either he's talking about you're going to deal with the Torah, or you're going to deal with the according to the Tziv, you're going to believe in the Notzri. So Amru Lo. So Rebbe answers in a very cryptic way. He says, Ne'amar alai hadayin. What does that mean? So Kasavor also Hagmon she'alavu omer. The Hagmon thought that when Rebbe says alav, ne'amar alai hadayin, what he's talking about is like, you're right, I agree with you. I agree with you, the Dayan. Why would I believe these things? So he was Moshe, according to the Hagmon. But really, hu lo amar ele keneged avim shebishamayim. But he, his intention was to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the Dayan who I believe in. But he tricked the Hagmon. Amar lo, so the Hagmon says to Rabbi Elazar, Hoel v'ha'amata alecha, since you agree with me, v'ha'amata alecha, Dimus is a Lashon Shua, Rashi says, Dimus patarta, Dimus hi ha'isa shem yirasu v'nishbo. He swore the name of his idol, the Dimus, and he said, you're patar. So now Rabbi Elazar is very upset. Kishabal with Esau, when he came home, Nichnasu Talmidav Esau Lanachmo. They came to comfort him. So what are they comforting him for? So it depends. According to Rashi, probably they're comforting him because he felt bad that he was taken and these terrible sorrows happened to him. According to the way the Netziv and the Romi Sada explains, you can say that he was upset that people were cautioning him that he believed in the Notary, that he believed in Shalosh Rishios, the Tziv says, hey, it works out well, according to the Tziv. That's why he was very upset. Why? People suspected him of being Christian. So he was upset. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, so look, below Kiva of Tachanunim. And he wouldn't accept Tachanunim. They couldn't console him. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi, Tarsheni lo mar davar ech mimashin matani. This is the permission to speak freely. Let me say something to you that you taught us. Amrlo Emor, this permission granted, go ahead, speak. Amrlo Rebbe Shema Minus Bali Yotcha, maybe some sort of apikarsis came to you, the Hanaka Alav, the Halav the Hanaka, and you enjoyed what was said, Alav Nitpastam, because of that, that's the reason why you were either taken prisoner or you were accused. Again, but then it still works out very well, it makes sense, the comedic medamida. You had benefited from the apikorsis, so you were you accused of being such. So he says, "Yep, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, his kartoni. You reminded me of the following thing that happened to me. Tam achas hayisi mahalef b'shuka elyon shel Tzipori. One time I was walking in the upper marketplace of the town of Tzipori. Tzipori was a very mixed historically, Tzipori was a very mixed town. Even archaeologically today, there are two parts of Tzipori. There's a very pagan part, and then there's a Jewish part. Umatzasi Echad, and I found one person, right? Umatzasi Echad, the Yaakov Ishkar Schanya Shemo. And his name was Yaakov Ishkar Schanya. However, if you look in the uncensored versions as to who Yaakov Ishkar Schanya is, the uncensored version says, Umatzasi Echad Mitalmide Yeshu Hanotri, the Yaakov Ishkar Schanya Shemo. So this guy is a Talmud of Jesus. Amalo, so he says to Amrali, he says to me, Kasubasoraschem, and it's unbelievable, I don't know what he's talking about here. Kasubasoraschem, lo savi eskon zona of Hashem l'kafe. You can't bring the money used for a harlot and use that to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash. So he asked, ma laso seinenu Beis HaKisei l'Kohen Gadol. Can I use that money to build the bathroom for the Kohen Gadol? Rashi says, l'Kohen Gadol shepirish mi Beis HaLufnei Yom HaKippur m'lishkash parhedrin. We separated from his wife 7 days before Yom Kippur, but this would have been his bathroom. Can you use the Eslan Zona money in order to build the Beis HaKisei? I didn't answer him. I didn't give him an answer. The Gemara says, the Amar Li, Kachli Madni, Yaakov Ishkar Schanya says, this is what I learned. Again, if you look in the Girsos, it says, this is what Yeshu HaNotri taught me. Pasuk says in Micha, "Ki may esnan zona kibatza, that esnan zona yeshuvu." From the esnan zona, I guess the Navi is comparing all of the presents that Bnei Yisrael brought the Vodazara, is calling them an esnan, and he says all the kasef and all the zav that they gathered for Vodazara, they're going to come and they're going to grab it. So from esnan zona kibatza, they had esnan zona yeshuvu. So Yeshua Notri was darshan mimakom hatinofes bo. The money came from a disgusting place, from the zona. Lemakom hatinofes yeleichu, and you can go back to a disgusting place. Meaning you can use it to build the Beis HaKisei. You can use it. So he said, all right. And then behen naani hadavar, and I accepted it. I thought it was a good shot. I liked it. I benefited from it. And then al yedei zeh nispasi lemina. So because of this, I was accused. I go with the Meromi Sod. I was accused of being a notary. And he says, "Avarti amashu kasev Torah," and I violate what it says in the Torah, according to the pasuk from Mishlei. Harchek me'aleha darkeha. You know, stay away. The pasuk says, "Harchek me'aleha darkeha ve'al tikra el pesach besa." Stay away from its ways and don't come close to the opening of his house. So harchek me'aleha darkeha zo minus. Stay away from minus. Stay away from those who, you know, flip over the Torah and say different things, which is what Yeshu did. The Al, which is historically, I don't know if that's so necessarily accurate. It's more happened after Yeshu and those when they completely, according to the other Diktuke Sofrim that we saw, that it was the Jews who went in and changed everything for the Christians. It happened a few years after Yeshu and those three. Harfek Meled, Harfekos Alminos, Yatikram, El Pasaf Beisa, and don't come close to opening this house. Zoharishus, that is the government. Which means that you give, the government keeps its eye out on the wealthy people to kill them, to take their money, to try to stay away from the government as well. So the Roman Sutton points out that we don't find anybody who will argue from the drasha of Yeshua Notri. He says, it seems to be a correct drasha. I wonder what the halacha is. So he says, Lo matin da anim chokim al zeh svara, el she asu l'shmo mehem afil davar tov. You're not going to listen to them. Right? So when im came my makshas, v'nirim yishun v'shori afilu bedek abayas. The thing is that there was no shayla to begin with. The whole problem with Esen Zona, he says, is that you're not going to bring the money for Mizbeah. But, nirim yishun v'shori afilu bedek abayas, the Moshe Shotosos. Right? Ela shehu min ha'yistavu the usher, the min thought it was usher, the hitya rak lebeis ha'kisi, aval non leslan ikuz ha'perish. We don't have this issue because we don't have a problem. Tosos points out that you're allowed to bring the money for Bede Kabayas. Tosa says, Nira Dalami the Raisa Kabayas, the cheat of the Shari. Tafila Rikuyin the base Kachek Kadoshim Havi Shari. Right? So it would have been allowed for Bede Kabayas. Okay? So that's what he says. That's why I was accused of being a minnow. That's why I was captured. So the Ika the army from the Drosh of the Pasik, Harkeik Me'aleha Darkecha Zominus Virishus. That's both Apikorsis and the government. the Altikra of El Pesach Besa, don't come close to open the house, Zezona, you have to stay very far away from the Besa. Zezona, so you shouldn't walk past it. So Gemara then says, Dekama, and how far away do you have to stay away from the opening of the Zona? Arba Amos, four Amos have to stay away. Okay? So Gemara says, Rabbanon, Hai Me Esman Zona My Dari Space. So the Rabbanon, who didn't learn this meanness from that Yaakov learned. They didn't darsh from the pasuk this way. They didn't argue, but they didn't darsh from the pasuk this way. So how did they learn that pasuk? They say Kidder of Chizda, the Amr of Chizda, Kol Zonish in Iskeres, every prostitute who is paid for her services, Libasov, he's so Keres. In the end, she's going to pay others to provide her with what she was doing. Shenemar uvisiteich esnon the esnon lo nisan loch batihi lehefer. The Navi Yechesna says that everything with the esnon is going to happen the opposite way, because the regular way is for people to give the zona money. Now she's giving others money so they can be mezana with her. So the base of Levian gracious. He's supposed to tomorrow. He says the kol zonah iskeres from sofi soferes. He goes, what does that mean? What does that mean? So he says, it comes to teach us the ways of the Yetzer Hara, how the Yetzer Hara works in order to convince you to do an Aveira. He says, in the beginning, if you ask anybody, if you ask the Zona if what she is doing is an appropriate thing or a clean thing, she'll admit right away it's a base idea. It's not something that should be done. But she wants money. This is the way that she has an opportunity to make money. You're not doing it because you think it's a wonderful profession. I mean, maybe there are some sick people like that, but for the most part, they're doing it for the money. They won't continue without the money. So what happens? But the way the Yetzer Hara works is that's how it gives you the entree to start doing the Aveira. So you start doing the Aveira because you want it for the side reason. If the Yetzer Hara came in right away and said, oh, I'll do it because you're going to enjoy it, you won't listen. It doesn't make sense. But what happens is after a while, when you keep on doing the Aveira again and again and again, the Yetzer Hara works in such a way that now you need the Aveira. Now, she needs it so badly, she's going to go ahead and she's going to start paying other people to sleep with her, because she needs the Aveira so very. He says, the pain who darko so Yetzer Hara, v'cho ha-chatoi. Dibit ha-tchala, im ha-yim ha-fateh la-adam la-chatech ha-varor. She's just going to try to convince him to do a sin, v'vada v'shumar yad-alo ha-yim mitzratibo. No one's going to look to it. Rach marle dimyona shesher al-yideze ha-chatech yaksig eidu tachlitz, ha-mavukash lam ke-harvachas mamo kedomeh. What the HR does is try to get mentioned to do the Aveira by showing that you're going to get some benefit from it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to have fun. You're going to do something that benefits you. V'zeh ha-tachlis v'atzmo einu mos. And that purpose itself is not necessarily so disgusting, right? But v'acharka nisosef la'adam tumal tumaso v'teshuka le'etzem ha-chek. And then afterwards, when you become tamei, when you become defiled by the Aveira, then you actually have a desire to actually do the Aveira. The Yetzer Hara got you, right? Actually, yisratza l'fazer l'hafzer ha-beimi ha-dvarim shahaya v'tchala. Then you're going to start spending all these things in order just to do the Aveira. So that's what it means. Originally, you did it for a side reason, for the money. But in the end, you can actually want to do it for the Aveira itself. Okay. The Gemara now says that Rav Chizdu says you have to stay away from the opening of the Zona's house for Amos. He's cholik on the Rabbi Pdas. Right, the Amar of Pidas, but that says, Lo Asr Torah, the Torah only asred by a Rais, only asred, El Kriva Shal Gilei Rais Bulvad, coming close only for Gilei Rais, which is Shenemar, which is basically Tashmish. Shenemar, Ish El Kosha Erba Saro, Lo Sikravu, Legalos Erba. So he says you can walk past the opening of the base zona, you don't have to stay away, so far. My Tosa says this is not really a machlokas. He says his Rapidus agrees you shouldn't go close. Machlokas is when you were actually dark, but who and when they were dashing the pasuk in order to learn this. Right? Tosa says we watch us. This is the Tosa's plea of the Rapidus. He says who made Shlomo Melech make the takana? Is the pasuk in the smata? But really, he would probably agree. Okay. Ula ki habi osimi beirab. Ula when he would come back from the base medrash. He would kiss his sisters on their arms or on their hands. But Amrle Abe Chadviyayu. And some say he kissed him on the thigh, I think. I don't know how it translates. What? The chest. Okay? So what was he doing? So Upliga and Upliga Adididay. And this mice that he did is self contradictory to what he held. Right? The Amr Ula Kriva Ba'alma Asr. Any kirva to its own who's asr to you by Rayos is asr. Mishum Lech Lech Amrin Nazira Sechor Sechor Lechar Mo Tikra. The same way we say to a Nazir, who's usher, he's not allowed to have any grapes, we say that he shouldn't walk through a vineyard, he should distance himself, right? So too we say, by Arias, you have to be marked as much as you can, so he really shouldn't have been, he shouldn't have been kissing his sisters. So what was he doing? So why did he do it? So the Yavid says that maybe because they raised him, so he felt like they were like his mother. I don't know still, I don't know how that works, he says it's usher. Fine, so it brought down the halacha, though. Where is that? Right, so they, this brings down from the Rambam, the Isurit Bir, Perachal Hei Halacha Vav, Shamanashik Lachosu Agadola, Apophisha Ain Shom Taiva, there's no Taiva, the Lohana Klau, Harezim Meguna Biyoser, kissing your older sister, right? I mean, not your older sister, your Achos, who's all Gedola. Not your older sister. She happens to be Gedola. Right, V'dover Aserhu, U'maisa Tipshimhu, She'ein Kerivim Le'erba Klau, Be'gedola Be'gitana, Chutzme Ha'im Le'benava Avlevito. It's the mother to a son, the father to a daughter, otherwise you can't have that. And it also, the Chachmas Adam, the Chayodim says it as well, he writes, Shamati Me'harib Bnei Adam, She'heim Ame Ha'aretz, V'choshim She'kola Karov Karov Yoser, Mutter lechapko lenashko. Whatever the closer relationship you are, you're allowed to hug and kiss. He says, "V'chashe sholom u'mitzvah leparshim sha'ad rabba kol ha'karov karov yoser tzarich l'sarachik." Closer you are, the more you have to distance. Chachmas adam, sechay adam, chach huf chach hey, chachmas adam. They talk about here also about kissing people in shul, right? The Ramah writes that you're not allowed to kiss your children in shul, so that you know the only love that takes place is the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they bring down, this is the Ben Yishai, they bring down that you see from here that he kissed her on the hand. So kissing on the hand isn't an issue. Svarti had the whole minute, he kissed the Rebbe's hand. He says maybe that's because that's out covered. So if it's out covered, that kissing you can do. So, right. Kiss the Chacham, that's how they do it. Okay? Now that the Gemara brought a drasha about Minus and the government, the Gemara brings another drasha. The pasuk says in Mishlei, La aluka shtei vanos hav hav. With the two daughters, hav hav, my hai hav. What does hav hav mean? The Gemara says, Amar mar ukva, kol shtei vanos shetzoachos me gehenim. Right, the two daughters who scream from Gehenim, because they're getting, I guess they have a lot of Yisurim in Gehenim, omros va olam hazeh havei havei. They say, they scream from Gehenim because of what they said. Ba'olam hazeh havei havei, come to me, come to me. Umayinu, who are these two daughters? Is Minus, who says bring tikrovas avodah zarah, and Rishus, who say bring money and tax it to the king. So in Gehenim they're not so happy. Ikad the army Amar Chizdim Amar Ukva, call Gehenim so ekis. The call of Gehenim is screaming, but Omeris and Gehenim says havei uish tei banos, bring to me these two banos, bring to me Minus Rishus. Who in this world they claim, come bring to me. So Gehenim says, you come to me. That's what happens there. Plus, the Gemara continues. Plus, says in Mishlei, Kol ba'eha lo yeshuvun v'lo yasigu orchas chayim. And yes, all those who are talking about Minus, I guess. So all those who are Minim, they're not going to return, and they're not going to return with tshuva. They're not going to be able to live. So the Gemara says, V'chimei achar shlo shavu. Heichon yasigu. Why would you think that they should live if lo yeshuvun, if they didn't do tshuva? So Gemara says haki to Amar, right? It means im yeshuvu lo yasigu orchas chayim. Once an apikoros does tshuva, it's very difficult for him to continue living. I don't know why. This is very, maybe because he's so, you live your life in such a certain way. It's very different. It's very difficult for him to return. And Gemara asks, the main one, does that mean to tell you that kol haporos minus ma'is, everybody who does tshuva from minus is therefore going to die, right? Rashi says the milhari lamus, we talk tsaru to piyas yitzra. If it's such a yitzhara about this Minos. I mean, you can see that with some people. You have religious atheists. It becomes a new religion for them. So he says that they're going to, it's so difficult to cope with this Yetzer that they are going to die. Gemara says, we'll give the following story. About a person who separated from Minos but didn't die. Ahida Asi the Kamed of this woman who came before Rav Chisda, Amrala. She was a bad woman. She said to Rav Chisda, Kalas of a Kalas, the lightest of there that I did, Asisa Binah Katani Binah Gadol. I made my youngest son for my older son. She had an ancestral relationship with her older son and gave birth to another son. That was the lightest avera that she did, right? But Amalar Rav Chisda says, Tarchu la bezavsa, get tachrichin for her because she's going to die. Below Mesa, but she didn't die. Midika Amra Kalash of Akalos, Asasa, if the incest was the lightest avera that she did, right? Michlal, the inference is, Diminus Nami Habiaba, that she also did Minus, which is much more serious. I don't know what the comparison is, but it's much more serious. So therefore, so he said, get tachrichin for her, but she never died. So what do you mean to tell me that someone who's chosen a tshuva for Minas is going to die? So Gemara answers, Ahu de lo hajibah shapir, umushim hachil omesa. Now she didn't do real tshuva. She didn't do complete tshuva from the Minas, and therefore she didn't die. Ika de Amri.
What's the point, though?
Yeah, you die from Minas. If you want some min, and you do tshuva, the Gemara says you're not going to be able to survive.
Is the point of tshuva?
You're supposed to do tshuva, but you're not going to be able to survive afterwards. Ika de Amri. Mi minus in may avera lo. The Gemara says, if you do tshuva only from minus, you're not going to live. But if you do tshuva from another avera, you are going to live. We're going to quote the same story a little differently. Vaha ahida asik kamei Rav Chisda. Right, yeah. This case of the woman came before Rav Chisda, and she said the avera kala was that she made her bnei hagadol from bnei kasa from the bnei hagadol. Va'amr la Rav Chisda zvidu la zavna that you should get her takrifin ready. V'umesa, and she died. But she's talking about that she's only did the erva. Gemara says no. Midika amra kalas v'kalas. Mechal the minus nabi haviva that there was minus. And this version of the story says there was minus. She did the tshuva and therefore she died. I don't know what it means. I don't know. Yeah, you want to whatever. You want to die with a clear conscience, I guess. I don't know what it means. Why would you die?
There would be a way to track bachelors about two bushes. Would die.
It's a difficult one. Alright, so Gemara that says, now the Gemara says that Umeya Vera Lo, and if you're Polish from Arias, you're not going to die. Now comes the big Elul story. This is a story that everyone is famous story. By time we have the following Brisa. Amrulav Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. The whole thing whether he's quoting him as Rebbe. He's not Rebbe till after the story. Right? Right? He was a big sinner. Shalohi Niyach Zorna Achaz Ba'olam. Right? Shaloh Ba'olam. He went to every single whore in the world. He must have had a lot of money. He went all over the world searching for the zona. Pamacha shama she zona achas b'karchayam. He heard that there's this one zona on some island somewhere. Ba'isa noteles kisdinar b'schara. And she was a very sought after zona, and she took a lot of money for it. So natal kisdinar, he took the money. V'halach v'avra le'a shivin haros. He traveled over seven rivers in order to get to the to get to her. The shot Herger Haldava, when they were about to start the Maisa, he ficha, she passed wind, right? Amra, so the Zona says, which is not typical for Zona to do, because they're supposed to make themselves attractive. But, so, what? Yeah. So Amra, so he's, the Zona says, there's lots of Ben Dardaya, kishem shehe fecha zo eno chazeres mekoma, just like this wind will never come back to its original source, right? Kacha lots of Ben Dardaya eno chazeres to tshuva. So to you, you can never do tshuva. So he somehow that got to him. That got to him. Halach v'yashuv ben shnei har mugvos. He sat between two mountains in the right. And he says harim mugvos bakshloi rachamim. The mountains, then the hills. They should plead for me that the Hashem should have rachamim on me. So Amrullah, they responded to him. Right. Tosos says it's not that the mountains spoke back to him. Right. Very more rational word. Right. Last Tosos says lo yishivoka. Either it was an angel of the mountains, or this is what he thought that their response would be. But he says, they say, before we ask rachamim for you, we should ask rachamim. We also need rachamim. Shenema, the pasuk says, ki ha'arim yamushu v'hagvos timutena. That sometimes they, the earthquake, the mountains are shaken and move. So we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give rachamim to us. The question is, don't we have a klal that if you daven for somebody, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to your tefillah as well? So what would be the harm for the mountains, assuming that was daven? What would have been the harm for them to? What do you mean we're not going to ask rachamim for you? We should do it. We should all do it. I should do it with you. What? Yeah. Yeah. He quotes it here. Just call him as follow chaveru v'utzarech la'osor davar hun alat chila. So ma hefsed hayol lehem. Right, that's the first. Then he asks the mountains. The Amar. Then he goes Shemayim Artzvik Shlo Rachmin. The heavens and the earth should ask for me Rachmin on me. Amru Achan Rachmin. Lechem Vakashal Tzmeinu. Should ask for ourselves. Shemayim Amar Ki Shemayim Ki Ashan Nimlochu VaEretz Kabeger Tivler. That the sky is going to go up in smoke. And I guess the ground is going to get wasted away like a piece of clothing. So Amar, he says, Chama Vuvana, the sun and the moon, Bishulai Rachmim. Amar lo, Ashanan Vachim Alechim, Vachim Alasmenu, we also need Rachmim, Shemar, the Chafra Halavana, Ubosha Hachama. So then he says, Kokovim Mazolos, Bishulai Rachmim, the stars and the constellations. Amar lo, Ashanan Vachim Alechim, Vachim Alasmenu, Shemar, Vinamaku, Kol Tzva Shemai. I guess the Lord Tzva Shemai will melt away. Namaku, what does that mean? What? The valve. Okay. So Amar, he says to himself, Ein hadavar talut ela bi. It's all dependent upon me to do tshuva. I can't have somebody else to help me out. Heniach rosho bein brachov. He put his head between his knees. V'go'ob b'chiyah. And he starts crying. Achi yotzeh mishmaso. Until he died. Yotzeh baskol. And baskol came out. V'amra Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya muzum l'chai olam haba. You go to olam haba. So basically, yes. Here, the question basically is, he died, and that wasn't a minus, this was another Aveira. So the Gemara answers, no, Hasan Nami came to Abig Ba'a, Tuba Kiminus Dami. Since he was so attached to this Aveira, that became his Avodah Zarah. I think it's a very big thing. We always say, oh, how can they possibly do Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is not necessarily something, minus, not necessarily bowing down to an idol. If you're so attached to something that's antithetical to Torah values, that itself is Avodah Zarah. I mean, I think as Manu said, that is definitely something that we do. So Gemara, Rebbe, the Amar Rebbe got up and he cried, the Amar, and he said, Yesh kone alom v'kamashanim. There are those who take them a lifetime in order to get their chelik amol haba. V'yesh kone alom v'sha'achas. So someone just takes them a moment. The Amar Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Lo dain l'bali tshuva sh'v'kam l'osim l'oskom l'osim l'Rebbe. It's not enough that you accept the bali tshuva, rather they even, a lot of Nerdayu was such a chote, he's now called a Rebbe. So, one second. So I want to show something from the name of Aaron Cutler. Who says, what was Rebbe crying? Fafa v'amar. Right. Okay, great. That's a wonderful midah. There's some people who are able to get Olam Haba, very quickly. So that's a wonderful thing, right? Why is that a bad thing? So he said, Biar Dvarim, Dvadi Lom Nistar, Rebbe Chatzosol, Asak Tami, V'Torah, Vodas Hashem Yisparach, V'lok Kana Lom Hashachas. Rebbe's not upset that it took him a whole lifetime and he sat and learned, and he could have gotten a shortcut of them in one moment. He's not upset about that. He definitely knew that what he was doing was the right thing. It's better to do mitzvahs and tovim and mitzvahs in this world than to be in the next world. But what he was crying about was, he says, what the potential of one moment is. Look at what one moment can do for you. Right? Go for it. Look at the potential of one moment. He says, You can reach such levels just in one moment. So that's what he was Rebbe. He was upset and maybe he missed a moment here and there that he could have accomplished so much. The Musar just jumps out of the page of what it is, that how valuable every single moment that we have is. Okay.
What was the big deal? He had remorse for his upset, what he did.
He did. He did tshuva. He did tshuva.
He
did tshuva. Okay, you're holding the Rambam that he had to go to the same situation. Well, you know, he did. He went to the Zona and he didn't do it in the end. So his Hakadosh Baruch Hu was bokhim the Bavos, and he saw that his tshuva was a mistake. But he went to the Zona. He went over seven rivers and spent a lot of money to have a Zona. And right when they started,
right.
he didn't complete the Maisa. So even according to you, he didn't do the Maisa.
Right.
He didn't. Okay, so you have to take your inspiration from anywhere and everywhere, wherever you get it from.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to change, and the next
thing
back to
the same. All right, true. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's was able to tell that he changed. Right? Most people. He, Hashem realized, Hashem was able to see that he did change. Okay. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonah's son, have a Ka'azi Baruch Hu, they walk in the Derech. Muslim Hani Trish Vili, they get to a fork in the road. You know, path not taken. Chad Patsy Apiska, that was above him. One path would lead him in front of the idol worship place. Chad Patsy Apiska, the Vezonos. And one would pass him in front of the whorehouse. Tough town. So, Amrali Chad the Chabri, they said to each other, Nezu Apiska, the Bosa Chabim. We should walk in front of the Obeis of Bozazara. Because the Nichmas Yitzray. Because the Antichrist of Gola, they shepherded the desire for Bozazara. Right, Rashi says the Nishku Yitzra Ashkenaz of Gold Bitzurachim Nimzer Biyodom Nargu to get a minimum of Beragdal Misus Besanhedrin. Klomer Nizul Baruch Shvila. Let's go here. But only Nizul Pisul Beizona Shelo Yisul Banu Yitzahara because they ate Tara for Arayas. The Gemara said they tried them, but then the chickens weren't even laying eggs. So therefore, the Tara for Avodah Zarah still works, even though they tied it up. But we don't have the Tara for Avodah Zarah. So if he says no, I'm going to eat the Nizul Pisul Beizona and Nifpil Yitzra Min Kabel Agra. Now let's be Kofar Yitzra and get Sar. So we need. Mara says you should be having. You should be. What? Sorry. Aim apples because broken. That's a couple pros. So what's going on? Want to get the scar? Okay. So he says kimatu hasam. When they walked that way, chazinu luzonas is kanu mikamei. When they got to the opening of the house, not only did they were not nifshal, but the zonas all ran away from them. They ran away from them. It's funny. Sometimes we see them. Oh, he's a holy man. But even the people who aren't so holy try not to offend them. Right, so Amalei, so the one who wants to walk by the Avodah Zarah, he says, Minalacha, how did you know that you were so mech on this? So Amalei, he says, I learned it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Mizima Tishmor Alecha Tevuna Sinzrecha. What's the pasuk mean? It's pasuk in Mishlei. So Amalei Rabbanan L'Rabba, Rabbanan said the Rabba. What my Mizima? What does the word mean, Mizima? Right, that the Mizima is going to protect you. Tishmor Alecha. So Ilei Matora. If you say Mizima means the Torah, Diksiv Bozima, because the word Zima is written in the Torah, Umi Targmina, and the Targum of Zima is Atzos Chatayin, is the ways that the sins try to convince you. Diksiv Hifli Eitzah Higdil Tushia, right? That can't be. Ihachi Zima Mibarilei. It should say Mizima, it should say Zima. It should be a proper noun. Not from, it should be out without the prefix. It should just be Zima. So Ella, what does it mean? So Hakik Amar, Midvar Zima, from a disgusting thing, from a divar ra, tishmor lecha Torah since recha. The Torah is going to protect you. Tishmor lecha tivuna tchana. The Torah will protect us. Since we learn Torah, it's going to protect us, which I think is a very dangerous thing. People can be nishal, but on that madrega, he knew that he would be protected. Tana rabbanon. When Rav Elazar ben Prata and Rav Hanani ben Tarajon were captured by the Romans, I guess, on the fact basically because they were right. Andrianus made the decree that it was the Kanal teach Torah. So he said that they were caught, that they taught Torah. So Amar Rav Elazar ben Prata will be Hanani ben Tarajon. Rav Elazar ben Prata says to Rav Tarajon, Asrekosh in his pasta al Bavar Echad. There's only one charge leveled against you. For me, Oili, woe to me, she was pasti achamisha dvarim. I got a multiple criminal charge against me, right? I got multiple counts. Five, right? Amr lower, Bukhanina, Bukhanina says to him, no, Ashrecha, better for you, she was pasti achamisha dvarim. They may have five charges against you, but the Atan Nitzel, but you're going to be saved. Oili, she was pasti al dover echa the eni Nitzel. Woe to me that I was one thing and I'm not going to be saved. Heard someone say, that this is talking about the story of Rudy Amalfos. Tanan and Tribe from the story of Rudy Amalfos. And so they killed 10, but it wasn't part that wasn't killed. They said the Medrash says that the story of Rudy Amalfos are a kapara basically for the Shvatim, for selling from the Chivas Yosef. But if you think about it, there were only 10 Shvatim who were involved, not even though. They were involved with the sale, because Yosef wasn't there, the young ones there, but Reuben wasn't there. So it was only really 9. But okay, putting that aside, but Reuben wasn't there. So they
yeah,
what? He wasn't there when they actually sold him. He was busy doing something else. Rashi says he was doing tshuva for the Maisa of Bilhah. Right? So he says maybe Elazar ben Prata corresponds to Reuven. What? I heard it. I don't know. State and Svar. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it right now. Yosef wasn't involved. Binyamin wasn't involved. There were ten. Well, there's more. If you compare the two kinos, they're different. They're different people, right?
Yeah, Gears, who was ten?
Well, there obviously were more than ten people killed. Each Gears was talking about somebody who was killed. Okay, so he says, what's the story? So Atos Sakti B'Torah Gemilas Chasadim. Since you were Blazin and Ben Parta, you learned Torah and you were involved in Gemilas Chasadim. Vanilo Asakti El B'Torah Bilvad. I only learned Torah. I wasn't involved in Gemilas Chasadim. So Gemara says, wait, the Rabuna, and like Rabuna says, I'm Rabuna called Otsu B'Torah Bilvad. Dormi Gvisha Ein Lo Eloka. Whoever just does Torah doesn't do Ma'ase Tovim. If you sit and learn all day, but you don't put anything into action, and you don't do Ma'ase Tovim, it's just as if you have no God. Shneimar, the pasuk says, in the very Yom Yomim, Rabim Yisrael Lo Elohe Emes, or Lo Koyim Mor Lo Torah. So my low Eloi Emes, what does it mean without a righteous or a truthful God? Whoever just, even if you have Torah, if you don't put it into action, and you don't do Ma'aseh Tovim, and you don't invite people, and you don't do good deeds, it's a nothing. Right? Take your Torah as L'maiseh, and put it into action. The Gemara asks, wait a second, can I even try to attend to Gemilas Chasadim? Right? Gemilas Chasadim lo asot. Vatanya, we have a brayso that says, that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov omer, lo yitin adam ma'usel v'arani kishol tzaka, el inki mimunav tam l'chachom k'rabu chananim ben fragon. He was the God of tzaka. Rav Elazar says that all Gaboy Tzaka should be like Rav Chanan ben Trajan. So he was involved in Tzaka. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Muna Huda Havi Mahemim Me'eved Olava." He was trustworthy. So he used to deposit the money with him. Doesn't say he actually did this, gave the Tzaka. He just deposit the money with him. Vatanya, we have the following brisa that says it's going to be tomorrow. Amar Lo, right? Rav Chanan ben Trajan says to Rav Yosi ben Kisma, "Moshel Purim Nespachuli B'Moshel Tzaka B'Tilakim Laniim." You know, I had two boxes of money. One was the Maus of Purim, and one was the Maus of Tzaka. And I gave the wrong one, right? I gave the wrong one to them. So I didn't just take from the other pot and replenish. I did it with my own, out of my own pocket. I replenished it. So Maya says, "Mevet Avid Gemari Lo Avid." You're right. He did Gemilas Chasadim. He didn't do it to the best to what he should have been able to do. Difficult. Chayin and Trajan. What is that? Suri Harugim Amalkus didn't do proper Gemilas Chasadim. Very difficult. So he got killed. Chanan and Trajan got killed. We'll see that story start tonight, or probably tomorrow. So Ashi with Rabbi Elazar ben Prato, so they got Rabbi Elazar ben Prato, and they asked him, "My Tamar Tanis or my Tamar Ganas? Why did you teach Torah and why are you a Ghana?" So he says, "Wait, can't be. It's either one or the other." He says, "Amar Lehu, Isipolo Sifra, Isipolo Sifra. If I'm a Ghana, then I can't be teaching Torah. And if I'm teaching Torah, I can't be a Ghana. They're antithetical to each other." What? In those days, everything's different. Right? Maybe it's because those guys don't do Gemilas Chasadim. I don't know, but you're right. Right? So, the whole lesser Hanami lesser. Since, you know, once you knock that one count, you knock out the other. So, I'm not a Ganav, I don't teach Torah. So, those two out of his five complaints against him are knocked out. So, my time to call a Rebbe. So, why are they calling you a Rebbe? If you don't teach Torah. So, he says, Rabbanu Shel Tarsi am I. I'm a Rebbe of weavers. I'm the craftsman. I'm the master craftsman of weavers. So, really, let's test you. We have to bring two pieces of thread. You tell us which is the chassis and which is the artist. You tell us which is which. So I see lay trei kiburei, right? Amrulei, hide the chassis and hide the arba. I guess they were different. And we needed a mesh to determine which was which. So it's rechish le nisa. So a nisa occurred. Asa ziburisa, right? A female bee, osvi al the chassis, sat on the chassis. I guess maybe the chassis is similar to the female, and the arev is similar to the male, right? The asa zibura be yosef al the irba, and the regular bee, I guess the queen bee sat on the chassis, and a regular bee sat on the zibura, and he says, "Amrulei, hide the chassis, hide the irba." He recognized which was which. I guess one's for male, one's for female. Yeah, no, he didn't know which is the chassis and arev, but he could tell which bee is which. Okay, so Amrulei, my time below asis b'nei avidan. So why didn't you come to the base avidan? Why didn't you come to the party house of the avodah zara? So Amar Lahu, he says to them, "Zokin Ayisi, I'm old. Misrayish and Yishema Shemasuni Bragleichem. I'm afraid I'll get trampled." So Amar, he said to them, "Ba'ada Inna Kamasavi Yisrimus." They never had anybody before. No one gets trampled. Another name is Rachesh Nisa. Who Yoma Yirmas Katzaba? It happened to be that day an old man got trampled. So it was Yeah, well, that was an old man Odezar, right? It's got to be said anyway. Right, Umay Tarma Kashata Abda Palacherus. Why did you set your Ebed free? I guess there must have been some sort of gezerah in their time that you're not allowed to free your slaves. sell it for your slaves. So Amar Lahu Lo Yidhor Me'olam. That never happened. That's just false. Kam Chad Minay Chad Chad La'asudei Bay. So if someone got up who wanted to give testimony against him that really he did free his slave, Asa Elio. So Elio came. Elio came and started look. He looked like one of the nobles, right? Amar Lahu. He says to this person, Me the Israchesh Le'Nisa the Kulu Bahanami Israchesh Le'Nisa. Look, what are you trying to do? A nace happened to him in all these other occasions. Now you're trying to accuse him. This one, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? The point here, I think, is that if you try to accuse him and then he gets out of it, you're the one who's in trouble. What are you trying to do? But Rahu Gabra Bishusehu the Ka'achve, the Lo Ashkachve, the Kam Memru. He was really against, he was really, wanted to give a testimony, and he didn't listen to Eliyahu. He got up and got ready to give testimony. What happens to be, this guy was actually a messenger, and he had an important message in his pocket from the Caesar to give to the government officials. It was sent in his hands. So Leo grabbed it and threw it 400 parsecs away, that he had to go get it. He was the messenger, right? So he went and he didn't come back. Right, the reason why he didn't come back, probably, why did he? Let's say he would have come back 2 days later and give him the testimony. He didn't want to give testimony yesterday. He didn't come back and he was done.
Everyone knew who was amazed by the bees, everyone knew he wasn't a
leaper.
He was amazed.
They
saw that a bee came to help.
Well, no, Eliyahu told him it's an ace. And he's not a leaper. Well, so you try to convince everybody. The guy who walks in and says, "Oh, I'm God," you don't believe him. Eliyahu maybe didn't believe him. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Elazar ben Parsa was saved from the 5 complaints that were leveled against him. So now we have Chanani ben Charjan. Asilu Chanani ben Charjan, Amalei. They said to him, Amaika Sakta Baraisa, why did you teach the Torah? So the Amalei, he says, Kasher Tzivon Hashem Elokai. I did it because God commanded me to. Supposed to. What are you talking about? Miyad Gazra Lava Sreifa, that he was supposed to be burnt. Val Ishto Lahariga, and his wife should be killed. Val Bito Leshe Bekuba Shal Zonos, and his daughter should sit in the tent of the Zonos. Not that they can make her into a Zonos, because you don't force yourself on the Zonos, but she's going to be involved and sit around in such a disgusting place. So Olav Sreifa, why is he done to be burned alive? Sreifa, Hoga as skip something. Olav Sreifa, Shahaya Hoga as Hashem Osiosav. He would darshan in the 42 letters. The shame, I guess that's a shame on the forest. He would darshan with that. The Mar says the Hefi Avi Hafi. How can he do that? V'hatzman Eilu Shemim Felt Olam Haba Ha'omer Ein Torah Bin Hashemayim Ein Pidus HaMesim Bin HaTorah. Right? Yeah, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up over here. Okay? Have a good day.
But there are different approaches. One